царевича Малютку.
Monoloog van Boris uit Boris Godunov van Modest Mussorgsky. Hoor hier vanaf CD bariton Dmitri Vorostovsky. Het culturele seizoen is weer begonnen. Geldt ook voor de NTR zaterdagmatinée in het Concertgebouw en live op Radio 4 aanstaande zaterdag. We beginnen al vroeg, uitzending om 11:30. Het concert begint om 12:00 in de middag. Komende zaterdag trappen we af met Modest Mussorgsky's Boris Godunov. Uitgevoerd door het Radio Philharmonisch Orkest, het Groot Omroepkoor, Vlaams Radiokoor. Enorme cast, voornamelijk uit Russen bestaand. Ook Nederlandse zangers doen mee. Geleid door de Spaanse dirigent Pablo Heras Casado. Hij staat dit jaar als artist in residence in de spotlight bij de NTR zaterdagmatinée. En ik heb hem nu aan de telefoon. Pablo Heras Casado, thank you for joining us.
Hello, it's a pleasure to be with you.
Could you first of all tell us about your love for this arguably most Russian of all operas, Boris Godunov?
Well, it's the first Russian opera I ever heard, and this created a big impact on me when I in Madrid, I remember seeing one production, and I was familiar with opera at the time. I wasn't yet an opera conductor, I was quite young, but I was familiar with opera, and I was a regular in the Madrid season, but when I saw this Boris Godunov, it was a big shock. And then I thought, well, when I conduct Russian opera, it's a dream for me to do this piece, and I'm very happy I'm doing it in these conditions, in this wonderful hall with this great team, with the orchestra and choir and a wonderful cast.
Het is de eerste Russische opera die ik hoorde. Modest Mussorgsky's Boris Godunov, zegt Pablo Heras Casado. Het was in Madrid. Het maakte een enorme indruk op me. En nu ben ik zo blij dat ik met dit geweldige team in deze prachtige zaal in Amsterdam het mag gaan doen. Maybe the question is slightly trite. But how does a Spanish conductor embrace the Russian idiom? But then again, I was listening this week to the great recording that Claudio Abbado, the Italian conductor, made mm-hmm. of the opera. So maybe it doesn't play a role at all.
Well, I mean, you said that Abbado is an Italian. It's also it's quite far away from St. Petersburg, nowhere where this opera was premiered, and as well as I am. But you know, that happens with art in general. I'm, since very early, I've been also very close to the Russian symphonic literature, all the Prokofiev, Shostakovich, Tchaikovsky, and Rimsky, and Mussorgsky. That this is music is very familiar for me. But then, when you go to opera, of course, the text is something that influences a lot the idiomatic aspects of music, and that in Russian music in general, but especially in opera, there is this quality of a very warm and intense cantabile, a lyricism which is in a way closer to us than the German repertoire is closer to, I think, to the Mediterranean. Than the German repertoire, and there I find some connections also to myself.
Ja, weet je, die Russische muziek is heel dicht aan mijn hart, zegt Pablo Heras Casado. Of het nou om Shostakovich gaat, of Prokofiev, of Rimsky. Maar er komt natuurlijk bij Russische opera dat taalaspect, die tekst komt erbij, is heel belangrijk. Wat me opvalt is dat die Russische opera's, die hebben zo'n warme, zo'n intense lyriek. En dat ligt op een of andere wijze dichter bij ons hart, bij ons mediterrane hart, dan de Duitse muziekliteratuur wat dat betreft. Well, before you have to conduct or begin to conducting one single note of Boris, you have to make some decisions. Could you explain to me, as an amateur, about the versions you are confronted with and what the decisions you have to take?
Well, the version question is it's quite important, because this is an opera that almost right after it was premiered, it suffered many let's say revisions, and the influence of Rimsky-Korsakov was very, very strong, and Rimsky orchestrated and re-orchestrated and even changed some very bold and modern harmonies from Mussorgsky, and that version remained for many decades like the most regular version of the piece. Of course, Rimsky was very convincing orchestrator, and this remained the most familiar version for everyone.
Standard,
even Shostakovich.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Even Shostakovich made his own version of it. But now, of course, in modern times, luckily we have a more advanced sense of musicology or the original intentions of the composers. And then going back to the Mussorgsky original orchestration and version, it's a wonderful journey, because then you discover that he was not wrong. I mean, he was very modern in the way he was writing, unconventional, maybe too modern for the times, and some harmonies and some in a way that some orchestration tricks that he uses are very advanced, and I think it's great now to rediscover this version, and this is the version we are using here, which is also the same as there are not so many differences. But Abbado, for instance, you mentioned now Abbado did this version as well.
Yeah, Rimsky-Korsakov heeft orchestraties gemaakt van de opera Boris Godunov van Modest Mussorgsky. Heeft ook harmonieën veranderd. De heel moderne harmonieën van Mussorgsky heeft hij wat teruggebracht naar wat normalere kanten. En Shostakovich heeft ook een versie gemaakt. Wij gaan terug naar zo origineel mogelijk Modest Mussorgsky en de moderniteiten van die tijden. Hij was een geweldige, onconventionele orchestrator. En dat komt aanstaande zaterdag tot klinken. Finally, Pablo, how do you prepare for a marathon performance, mentally, physically, that is this Saturday? How do you do that?
Yeah, well, we are quite used to opera conductors when you conduct also symphony orchestras. We conductors are used to these marathons that when you spend a few days in one city, you travel and you start with a completely new, very tight and packed rehearsal schedule, and so on. But this is true. I mean, it's true. Like with an opera like this one, which is it's very demanding. It's very long and it's very intense, and the range of emotions and the range of psychological and theatrical moments is huge. So it requires a very special conditioning and concentration and also physical stamina. So there is something in the instinct that somehow you're used to, when you're facing a long opera production, your body itself, my body itself, ask me to rest the previous day properly. In fact, today we have the dress rehearsal. Tomorrow is free. It's a free day for the whole company. And then on the matinee, we are fresh. All this routine and the habit of doing it, and plus a good dinner and a good sleep always help a lot.
Well, I wish you that. And it's great to have you in our midst this season, during a couple of concerts at the Saturday matinee. Pablo Iris Casado, we're looking forward to a magnificent weekend with Boris Godunov. All the best with the preparations, and thank you for this chat
together.
Thank
you so much.
Thank you very much.
Very much looking forward. Thank you.
Ze hebben vandaag de generale repetitie gehad in het concertgebouw. Morgen is een dag vrij. Is ook nodig om uit te rusten, even goed te eten en je lichaam op conditie weer terug te brengen, zodat je zaterdag er tegenaan kan. Maar ja, we zijn het gewend. Ik doe het zo vaak, opera dirigeren. Maar je hebt gelijk, dit is een bijzonder grote, bijzonder veel eisende opera met een enorm rijk palet aan emoties en theatraliteiten. We gaan het meemaken. Aanstaande zaterdag, Boris Godunov onder leiding van Pablo Iris Casado. En